People of Note on Fine Music Radio is proudly brought to you each week at this time by Peter Turin Productions. This is People of Note on Fine Music Radio, and greetings from Rodney Trudgeon. You've probably heard of a brand new musical that's about to open here at Artscape called Calling Us Home, a multi-award nominated wholly original South African musical written, directed and produced right here in South Africa. It has a strong African footprint, yet it tells a story that reaches across borders and cultures to touch the hearts and minds of global audiences. It opens its door at the Artscape Theatre on the 14th of October and runs until the 28th of October before embarking on an international tour in the near future. And the producer, composer and librettist of this musical, this brand new musical, is Alice Gillam, who was born in Cape Town, is a classically trained pianist and flautist, and studied music actually since the age of four. She's an experienced and highly respected composer, producer, orchestrator, lecturer, and music consultant, and has produced and taught many South African artists and stars. And in 2011, Alice founded the African Voices Trust, a South African non-profit foundation created to support the development of highly talented young African musicians. So, Alice Gillam, welcome to People of Note.
Thank you very much, Rodney. It's lovely to be here.
It's an amazing thing, may I say, to have an entirely new musical. You know, we think of all the Andrew Lloyd Webber stuff and Singing in the Rain and The Sound of Music. And here we have what, by all accounts, is a very glamorous and hugely successful musical, because you've just had a run in Johannesburg, haven't you?
We had a run last year. Yes, we did.
Oh, it was last year. Gosh. Mm-hmm. And now this is your first visit to Cape Town. And it is, am I right in saying it is a full-on big-scale musical?
It's a grand scale. It's lots of fun. It's a full musical with orchestra, with a cast, with the works.
I hope you've brought some music that we can listen to in the course of the program.
Definitely.
Okay, we'll get there. But what I want to find out first, Alice, before I find out more about you, is just where this came from, where this idea of the show came from, because it really does have a sort of international feel. If I just quote from one of these things, the story from the sweeping plains of Africa to the dangerous underworld of an American metropolis, the story of Calling Us Home will take you on a journey of courage and spirit. How did it start? What was the inspiration for this huge project?
Back in 2015, I had already been mulling around with various different musical themes for a large work. And in the news during 2015, it became extremely apparent that the world was moving, very much so. More people moved in 2015 than had ever moved before across the planet prior to that. And suddenly, we were all acutely aware of the concept of displacement. Not that we haven't been before that, but it became a global, political, socioeconomic, ethical discussion.
Are you talking, Alice, about the refugee?
Yes.
Mostly?
The movement of migrants.
Right, right.
But not just of migrants or of refugees. I was, at the time, was spending a lot of time in London, and I was working there. And you can't walk down a street in London and look around and not see that almost everybody around you is from somewhere else.
Sure.
And whether they're there because they've been forced to flee, or whether they're there because the economic opportunities that are available to them back home are not strong enough for them to be able to make a living, I became aware of all of these human beings and their emotional journeys. So what I wanted to do was engage in a meaningful way with not the political issues or the socioeconomic issues, but the human state, the emotional impact of
being displaced and all that.
Of being displaced, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And this then was your inspiration to sit down and write something.
Yes.
And is it an entirely fictitious story? It's not based on any particular incident or person.
It's based on many people's stories.
Oh, is it?
But not on any one story. It's based on many, many conversations, on many discussions
that you've had with various people.
Yes.
Okay, and So when you do write something like this, do you write the script first or the music first? I presume you write the script first.
Oh, people always ask me this.
Oh, dear.
It's a chicken and egg question. I think somebody once said to me, and they were 100% right, that you don't actually write a musical, you rewrite a musical. So could I tell you which came first at this point? No. They have become completely intertwined and interwoven. So it's the one feeds off the other. They mm-hmm. are one and the same.
So all these people you spoke to about this yeah. displacement, this moving, the migrants, mm-hmm. In the course of all that, you developed the characters that are in this particular play. And I think the lead character is called Grace, is that right?
Yes.
And tell me what, just to give us a little clue without giving too much away, what it's about, point that Grace is in the story.
So Grace is the character who we travel with. She is impacted by a civil war that breaks out in her country. I never specify which country that is, but she is definitely on the African continent. And war breaks out, and she must flee. And she journeys from her country, and she flees to America. And when she arrives in America, she joins a migrant community. And she must now integrate into this community and find her place and find what her new life is going to be like. And we travel with her. So the other characters we get introduced to as she moves through this journey.
Okay. All the people that she meets in this yes. American city, this mm-hmm. American metropolis, as you call it, once again, without actually being specific, which is quite clever, I think.
Many people have asked me, where does she come from? Where does she go to? Which cities am I referring to? And I've never wanted to answer that question. And the reason is that when it comes to human displacement, we could be telling this story from South America to North America, or from somewhere in the Middle East to Europe, or from many different other areas or territories in the world where people are being displaced for one reason or another from one area to another. And I did not want the story to become about local politics or about a particular war or a particular history or a particular story. I wanted much more to focus on the human journey that my characters go through from an emotional perspective.
So that gives it a universal appeal, but it also makes it timeless in a sense, doesn't it? It doesn't have to be in any specific period, as you said, with any particular war. This same story could take place 50 years from now, or 50 years before.
Well, there again, Rodney, you've caught me out. I very specifically have not given it a time frame.
Okay.
So if you come and watch the production, you'll see that the costumes and the settings are specifically, we've been quite careful to make sure that we don't give too much of a sense of when the story is set. Again, because although there may have been a huge surge of interest in the concept of displacement in 2015 because of the vast numbers that we were suddenly seeing, the issues and the human battles and challenges of displacement have been around for centuries.
And since humanity has been on Earth.
Precisely.
In a sense, yeah.
And will continue to. And right. We're dealing with them as much today as at any other time in history.
Okay, I want to find a little bit more about the play in a moment, the musical. But now, I hope you have brought something. We need to hear some of the music for the first time on Fine Music Radio. So what is the first piece now that we're going to hear?
The first piece of music that I've brought for you to listen to from the show is a song called Tomorrow, and it is Grace's aria from Act 1, Scene 2, and it's right near the beginning of the story. She is just about to leave her homeland, and she is dealing with the fear and the anxiety of an incredibly uncertain future, and she expresses that through this song.
And who's singing for us?
It is our star, the absolutely lovely and enormously talented Lynelle Kennard.
Thank you. keeps a fear of the unknown. Tomorrow I leave my heartland and my home. Tomorrow I lose everyone I have ever known. I'm afraid of the breaking down. It's only to pain. He will fight and I will flee, and we might never see each other again. On the far side of that horizon is the blind side of my future. On the dark side of this emotion creeps a
is a premiere on Fine Music Radio, the first time that's been played on Fine Music Radio. It's a song from the show Calling Us Home, sung by the lead character Grace, and it was Linnell Kennard, and written by Alice Gillam, who is my guest on People of Note this week. And the name of the song, Alice?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Okay. Yes. Well, that gives us an idea of what it sounds like. So there's a very lyrical element to the show as well, isn't there? But I'm sure there are more. I mean, is it... Does it take us on a journey that includes quite a lot of drama, quite a lot of emotion, quite a lot of possibly even tears and laughter? Is it that sort of emotional journey?
Oh, very much so. It is musical theatre. And like all, we hope, good musical theatre, it includes everything from displacement to fear to high emotion to
love stories
to passionate kisses to love torn apart to broken hearts to longing from one side of the world to the other to near misses to murder and mayhem to
good grief. But now I want to find out a bit about the show physically. Does it have a very large cast?
It has a cast of 26.
That is a large cast.
Yes. So it is a proper, what is known as a grand scale musical.
Okay.
So it's a complete, a large cast.
And the orchestra?
Yes, we do have an orchestra in the pit, which is more or less the same size as one would see at Evita or any of the international shows.
Okay. And I read somewhere that it was cast, especially with South Africans, you wanted it, and you also want to give people who are not yet great stars an opportunity to perform. So is it mostly South Africans in the cast?
It is indeed. It's all Southern Africans. And we really just wanted to create, if we're going to create our own musical, and that was what we were very determined to do, was build a musical together.
Mm.
And that makes no sense unless we are using and supporting some of our incredible singers, of which we are, have a wealth of talent.
We bless them to be, really.
Unbelievably.
And they must be thrilled that they get an opportunity to perform in something like this, a completely new musical.
Well, it's a great privilege to watch them work, because they are truly embracing with courage the concept of growing a new character from completely from scratch and making it come alive and finding their own authenticity and their own truth in developing those characters on the floor. So it's a very exciting process to watch.
I'm interested in what you said earlier about displacement and migrants and all that, and you've called it Calling Us Home.
Yes.
Is this an idea, in other words, this person, Grace, who's been displaced and has gone, she has a yearning to come back home. Is this the calling us home angle? Why does that title, where did that title come from?
I explore this in the work. There are a number of different characters who are displaced in different ways. And I think that the reason for the title is that those characters are all, for themselves, they're finding the answer to the question, where is home, or what is home for them? For some of them, it's going to be a place. For some of them, it's going to be a person. For some of them, it's going to be a state of mind. But I think that our understanding of what home is very personal, but I also think that it's changing in a world where so many of us are displaced. And I know from personal experience, I spend an awful lot of time away from home. What then does it mean to feel home? And also, I mean, you and I both live in Cape Town, which is, of course, one of the most beautiful cities in the world. Indeed. And yes, it is always calling me home. It's okay. Always calling me back to the mother city.
Does the show have this, as you said, it's a grand scale musical. Mm-hmm. Are there, like, they're the soloists, we've heard Grace singing there.
Yes.
I presume you've got the duets and the trios, and you've
Absolutely.
Got chorus numbers and things
yes,
like that.
Yes, so very much so.
Also musically something for everyone.
Not only what I hope will be rousing chorus numbers, but also a great deal of very beautiful dance. Grant Van Steer and Sean Olof are our choreographers, and they have been working for a very long time to craft some very, very beautiful and affecting dance numbers as part of the show as well. So, yes, it's a song and dance.
Okay. And then things like the set, because the pictures I've seen mm-hmm. are very kind of evocative. It looks very good.
Well, we tried to do something unusual. And again, I've been very privileged to work with some of South Africa's most wonderful creatives. So Nadine Minar was our set designer, and she worked with her husband Louis Minar on production design. And our thinking when we started was that we really wanted to integrate set with lighting, with projection. So we used a lot of animation in our set, and a lot of it is created with projection and with light. So the set has a very, it moves. It breathes. Birds fly across the sky. It's the sun rises and sets. The moon glows. So it's a very fluid set. And I think they've done an extraordinary job in making it come very evocatively alive, which has been Gosh. Amazing to see.
And as you said, you had to be careful with the costumes as well, because you didn't want to make it too specific where
Yes.
they might have come from, or possibly even the era in which they're in.
Well, that's actually been quite an interesting challenge, is how do you dress a cast so that you are trying to avoid making them time specific. It would have been, I think, far easier for us if we'd said, right, we're setting it in the 1950s and we
Yes.
can now go and do some really fun research and make that period come alive, where to still make something look authentic and make it timeless has been quite an interesting challenge. Timeless and placeless.
And Alice, let's have another piece of music now before we go on your second piece of music, which I think you're also going to let us hear something more from the show.
Yes. So there are three main musical genres which I drew an awful lot of inspiration from when I was composing for the show. Obviously, there's the musical, let's call it classical approach, the sort of Les Mis style with an orchestra and a more symphonic feel. And then I drew a lot from jazz and a lot of influences, and I'm well aware of the fact that by using the word jazz, that is an enormously broad genre.
It is, as we know.
And then again from, and again I'm going to be generalizing grossly, African, let's call it folk. And again, I tread carefully around that classification. But it's those three influences for me have really impacted how the music for this had evolved into something that would still be melodic for a musical, but that could draw on influences that could make it authentic. So the next song that I brought for you today is called Calling Us Home, and I have a lovely version for you. It's an a cappella version. In the show, it's not a cappella. And it is sung for us by Zolani Mahola, who is the lead singer of Freshly Ground. And she did a recording of this song for us. In the show, it's sung by the character of Nelson, who is a male character, obviously, and it is sung as a trio. But she does this so beautifully, so I brought it for you to listen today. It's from Act 2, Scene 15.
Calling me home.
Calling me home.
Calling me home.
That's another track from the show. You can almost call it the title track, because that song was called Calling Us Home, from the musical Calling Us Home. And I'm talking to the producer, composer, and librettist of this very exciting brand new musical, Alice Gillam. I see Magdalene Minnar is your director.
Yes.
And that must have been quite a thing for Magdalene to take on, an entirely new show. And therefore, I'm sure her role was unbelievably important. And knowing Magdalene, she was wonderful to work with.
Oh, she's been fantastic. And yes, so we first had a conversation about 2.5 years ago.
You and Magdalene.
Yes, it was when we kicked off. And she embraced the project with courage, and off we went.
So she's been part of it, actually part of the creation process in a sense.
Very much so. As a director of a new show, it's an extraordinary task to take on. And working with her has really been a journey, which we've undertaken together, is find the heart of this show and edit it furiously and try our best to make it come alive.
How long did it take you to write it, from when you first got those ideas that you mentioned earlier of people moving, displacement, migrants, to when you closed the manuscript and handed it over to the director, the choreographer, and everyone else?
I'm not sure I've closed the manuscript yet.
Okay, fair enough.
I might still have a copy of it in my bag with notes scribbled on it. No, but to answer your question, it took 3 years to conceptualize and write to begin with. That may sound like a long time. It's not really. Mostly because for a big project like this, you're inevitably doing it part-time. And it's been, it's a journey. It really is to write a work like this. A musical is 2.5 hours long. So
yes, exactly.
It's a many-layered journey, I think.
Well, 3 years, when you consider the composers who wrote those vast operas, took Wagner, I think, something like 25 years to write The Ring Cycle. So 3 years is okay, I must say.
Well, it is a musical.
What do you do apart from writing this musical? What you said it's like a freelance thing. What is your main focus?
Let me Let me clarify for you. Not freelance, part-time. So in other words, yes, I am a producer and I am a composer, and that is my job.
That is your full-time
and
job.
Yes, it is my full-time job.
And arranging things. And are you busy? Do you get, a silly question, do you get lots of work?
Yes.
Are you busy?
I'm busy, yes.
Good for you.
I'm hoping at some point to have a holiday.
Okay.
I've been promising myself that for about 10 years.
But now, okay, now I've suddenly realized that before we go back to the play and the musical and various things I want to ask you, like the key themes you explore, I just want to, at this point, find out a little bit more about you. And I know that you are, Alice Summersay has told me she's an absolute recluse, and so I might have to get my tweezers out here to pull things out of you as a dentist. But you obviously, it says, started at 4, so there was always a musical thing in you. You always wanted to be musical.
Oh, that sounds terribly impressive, but it's not impressive at all. What it means is that I had a wonderful mother who instilled a great love of music for me from a very young age and made learning the recorder fun.
Which
very swiftly moves on to other instruments.
Like the flute and the piano.
Yeah.
And it says classically trained, so obviously you went through the whole process with a music degree and things like that.
Yes.
And all during that, when did the compositional side come out, and the, as opposed to just being a performer, that you wanted to write something? Have you always wanted to compose?
No. In actual fact, it crept up on me while I wasn't paying attention. I have always been completely obsessed with music and have always loved playing it, listening to other people play it. It's been a lifelong companion. And I trained and worked very hard to become a professional musician. And as I was doing that, I would find myself interested to explore, if I were to write a piece of music, what would it be? Or if I were to, and so I would explore those questions and very much enjoy that. And then when I was in my early 20s, I began to work in studio and gradually became a studio producer, which is a fantastic job. It's extraordinary what the creative space that a studio will provide.
Absolutely.
And I've been extremely lucky to work with some fabulous artists who, they think I was producing them, but in actual fact, they were all teaching me. And through production and through being a player myself, gradually I moved into composition, and that has become the overarching.
So are there lots of Alice Gillam compositions lurking around, apart from Calling Us Home?
Yes, they are.
Okay. I want to find out more about those and what style they are. But I see now we've got a classical piece coming up as one of your selections. And what have you chosen?
I've chosen the first movement of the Quintet in C major by Schubert.
Well, do you know that that's been requested a few times here? It's a great piece, isn't it?
Yeah. I've long loved chamber music, and in fact, many years ago, I used to be a presenter on Fine Music Radio here, and my show was all about chamber music. So it's for me, it's just such a beautiful piece of music.
Well, they are part of the string quintet by Schubert, that remarkable work of Schubert's, and that was part of the first movement and a choice of my guest on People of Note here on Fine Music Radio this week, Alice Gillam, who is the producer, composer and librettist of the brand new musical Calling Us Home on here at the Artscape Theatre until the 28th of October. Alice, classical music obviously was very important to you. And I mean, I said earlier that you played in orchestra. You've had lots of orchestral experience.
Yes.
So you've been right on the inside of making music as well, performing music, not just writing it.
I think that classical music is my musical DNA.
Oh, that's a nice way to put it. And chamber music especially.
Very, very much so, yes.
Do you ever get a chance to play any classical music or chamber music?
Oh, not anymore. I wish I could. I haven't played for a very long time, or certainly not in meaningfully, just from, you know, for myself.
And you must miss that then, surely.
I do. I do miss it. But I thought very much that I had that I understood the concept of passion. I really did believe, as a player and as a performer, that I had found something that was truly exciting. And then I discovered composition. And then I realized that I had not previously understood passion at all.
My goodness.
So, yes, I do miss it, but I love what I do.
This work, Calling Us Home, that we're talking about today on this program, would you say this is your biggest work, or what would you say your magnum opus is thus far in your life?
The next one.
Oh, the next one.
No. I think each work comes with its own challenges, and there's some you can write a work for four instruments, and it can be hugely challenging.
As we know from the string quartets of Beethoven,
as the work we've just listened to, I think could be described as a great moment in musical history.
Of course it was. Were you joking just now when you said the next one? Is there something lurking in Alice's mind about another musical? Or do you not want to say?
You might have to watch this space.
Okay, watch this space. We will do. And just to go back, Alice, briefly to the actual musical, Calling Us Home, I was reading, you know, in all the press stuff we get for these things about key themes explored in the story. And you speak of things like the great unifying power of love and hope. We also mentioned the people who've been displaced, but there's also the strength of women to unite their communities and stand up with courage for justice. These are things you consciously put in and wanted to bring across, are they?
Absolutely. Our two leads are both female. The character of Grace and the character of Isabella are two very, very different women whose paths cross and whose journeys start to walk side by side, and who have massive impact on each other. But I wanted to write something where it was a heroine, where it was her journey that we followed.
But the other great thing that you've emphasized is the meaning of hope as one of the themes in this musical.
Very much so. It's this work is a piece of musical theater. It's and as a musical theater, it's meant to be entertainment. But the musical theater pieces that I have loved the most in my life have been the ones that have affected me emotionally deeply. And that is very much the type of story that I have been trying to tell with Calling Us Home. But it is a hopeful story. It's sure some of the we might be addressing the issue of in various different ways of displacement, But penultimately, it's a story of the triumph of these characters, of their reaching for something exciting and something hopeful, and in some cases, attaining it. I think that that's a very important message.
So, in fact, the audience is likely to go home having had the experience of a full-scale musical, but also possibly feeling uplifted and positive.
I very much hope so. That is very much my intention, that they will leave the theater feeling inspired, I hope.
I don't see why not. Okay, Alice, let's have one more piece of music. What is your next piece going to be?
The Cello Concerto in B minor by Dvorak. The first movement is just such a lovely piece of music.
part of Dvorak's cello concerto, the first movement there, one of the great cello concertos, don't you agree, Alice?
Oh, so beautiful.
And the choice of my guest, Alice Gillam, who's the producer, composer, and librettist of the musical Calling Us Home, which is on here at the Artscape Theatre. And you had, as I said, last year your successful run, and there have been wonderful reviews. I was looking at some of the things reviewers have said. Phenomenal set design and voices that beautifully pierce the silence is how I would describe it. Fresh, innovative, and spectacular, and 100% local. But you also mentioned while that music was playing, Alice, that it's a South African musical from its socks upwards. What did you mean by that?
Well, building a musical is an enormous, enormous task. And it's years of work of literally hundreds of people. And being part of this journey with this particular team, everybody who's contributed, who's supported, who's looked after us, who's advised us, who's rolled up their sleeves and created and dug in and built with us, it's been quite magical, actually. When we very first started this journey, and the very first time that we decided that we were going to build a musical, people said we were crazy. And yet, through a village coming together, it's such a privilege to be able to put it on here at this beautiful theatre in Artscape.
Well, as you said, the cast is 27 strong,
26.
But that excludes, as you said, the whole of the creative team, the musicians in the pit, the music director, the set designers, the whole, it's a huge operation, isn't it?
It is, and it's an enormously rewarding one. Everybody is creative. Everybody contributes massively to how the show looks and feels, and really everything from, as you said, what color socks somebody is wearing in scene 3 gets mulled over with furious intensity.
Okay. And tell me, Alice, how did you feel at the opening night in Johannesburg? Here you were, I presume you were there in the audience. Were you terribly nervous? Were you proud? Were you exhausted?
I think possibly a mixture of all of the above and so much more.
Because there you just sit back and watch years of work and all these people happening in front of you
It was a wonderful experience. It really was. And I think I'm potentially even more looking forward to the opening at Artscape, because a show like this, as with all musicals that get developed from scratch, takes its time to settle, to find its shape, to find its true heartbeat. And I think that the show that we're staging in Artscape now is, I very, very much looking forward to opening night.
And then does the show, when it finishes its Cape Town run on the 28th of October, what happens then? Is there talk of an international tour?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
I think we did not try to build a quote-unquote South African show. We didn't. We just tried to build a musical that we hoped would be meaningful for people, not for just for South Africans. So although we've built it here and we're very proud of that, the show was built for it to move around and for it to tour. And so that's the exciting next phase.
Gosh, that is exciting. Well, Alice, thank you. It's been fascinating talking to you as always.
Thank you so much.
I mean, as you know, it's unusual in this world to be able to talk to a producer, composer, and librettist that is real. You know, I don't think Andrew Lloyd Webber is going to be available for people of note in the near future, for example, or Tim McIntosh or those people. So with a big spectacle like this, to be able to talk to the person who's actually created it has been quite a treat. So thank you. What is your last piece? What are you going to go out on?
Oh, please can we play Gabriel's Oboe, which is a piece of film music from The Mission, which was composed by Ennio Morricone, who is one of my favorite modern composers. And I think that this piece of music is possibly one of the most breathtaking pieces of film music ever written.
Thank you, Alice. And my guest on People of Note this week was Alice Gillam, the producer, composer, and librettist of Calling Us Home, the musical, which is on here at the Artscape until the 28th of October. Here's Gabriel's Oboe. Thanks, Alice.
Thank you so much, Rodney.
People of Note on Fine Music Radio was proudly brought to you by Peter Turin Productions.
Don't miss The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, presented by Peter Turin. From the best-selling novel comes this multi-award-winning play, directed by Paul Warwick Griffin, with an unforgettable cast including Kai Brummer, Lesoho Siabe, Ashley Dowds, Kate Normington, Nicholas Ellenbogen, Liz Simchak, Jenny Stead, Jenna Galloway, Dylan Eady, and Clayton Evertson. Embark on this extraordinary life-changing journey, making its South African debut at the new Theatre on the Bay, September 25. Book now at peterturin.co.za.